here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of March, 2012. 1923, on this day, Robert Frost's poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening was published, the poem that he called his best bid for remembrance. Frost originally claimed that he wrote it all at once, but an early draft of the poem shows that it was reworked several times. He said the poem was about a December night when he drove a wagon to town with some produce from his farm to sell so he could buy Christmas gifts for his family. He couldn't sell a single thing. Evening came. It started to snow, and he had to head back home. He was almost home when he was overwhelmed by a feeling of shame, and the horse stopped, and Frost sat in the wagon, and he wept like a baby, he said. Eventually, the horse jingled its bells, and Frost pulled himself together, and he headed back home to his family. It's the birthday of the novelist Bret Easton Ellis, born Los Angeles, 1964, published his first novel, Less Than Zero, when he was 21, undergrad at Bennington. The graphic story of wealthy teenagers in Los Angeles and their world of drugs and sex. Ellis probably most famous for his novel American Psycho, about Patrick Bateman, the investment banker serial killer. His most recent book is Imperial Bedrooms. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Harris, born Nottingham, England, 1957. He was a journalist, vacationing in Italy, lying on the beach, listening to German tourists talking all around him, when he suddenly imagined that he was living in the victorious German Empire. He got up, he went swimming in the ocean, and by the time he came back to shore, he had an outline in his mind for a novel about what the world would be like if the Nazis had won World War II. That novel was Fatherland. It was an international bestseller in 1991. Went on to write many other books, including Enigma, about British codebreakers, World War II, Archangel, and his most recent, The Fear Index. Robert Harris, who said, "It is perfectly legitimate to write novels which are essentially prose poems, but in the end, I think, a novel is like a car. And if you buy a car and grow flowers in it, you're forgetting that the car is designed to take you somewhere else." And it's the birthday of Rick Bass, born Fort Worth, Texas, 1958, a geologist who read Jim Harrison's novella Legends of the Fall, and it decided him on becoming a writer. 1987, he and his wife moved to northwestern Montana, to the Yaak Valley in the Kootenai National Forest. He's written more than 25 books of fiction and nonfiction, including The Lives of Rocks, Why I Came West, and most recently, Nashville Chrome. Here's a poem for today by Galway Canal, In a Parlor Containing a Table. In a parlor containing a table and three chairs, three men confided their inmost thoughts to one another. "I," said the first, "am miserable." "I am miserable," the second said. "I think that for me the right word is miserable," said the third. "Well," they said, "it's 1:45. Good night. Cheer up. Sleep well. You too. You too. You too." In a Parlor Containing a Table, poem by Galway Canal, from The Avenue Bearing the Initial of Christ into the New World, published by Mariner Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.